Sauda Militante stepped into the crooner's clubs with her lips, toes, and fingertips dripping a fiery hot red, and her sultry body was wrapped in a form-fitting midnight black dress, and she had her scanty lace pumps to match, and those big bold emeralds kissed her earlobes, they caressed her neck, and they layered both of her delicate wrists. Sauda was definitely making a conscious statement, and she had come to the crooner's club to hear this particular brother sing his love songs. You see, this brother was known as a balladeer, a real crooner, and they said that his songs were the lyrics that caused all panties to become wet. And Sauda, being void of this kind of inspiration for such a long time, took her seat straight up front, dead center in the brother's face, so that she could sit on each and every note that he sung. And the brother began to sing. Now, he sung the songs that were given to him by Smokey and Luther, and within 10 minutes, every woman in the joint was sitting in liquid cotton or saturated silk, all except Sauda. See, she was still bone dry. And the brother, sensing that she was unaffected by his tantalizing lyrics, went over to the piano and removed two long-stemmed red roses from the vase. And he went to the table and removed a piece of dark chocolate from the crystal bowl. And he strolled over to Sauda. He laid the roses in her hands, and he placed the chocolate in her mouth. Then he took his fingers and ran them from the nape of her neck down to the small of her back as he serenaded her with songs that he reached back and got from Jackie and Marvin. But still, Sauda was unmoved. Well, the brother, sensing that something was not happening, he said to her, "What's the matter, baby? Don't you like my love songs?" And Sauda licked the chocolate from her lips, looked into the brother's bedroom eyes, and said, "Yeah, baby, I like the roses and the deep, dark chocolate and your gentle fingers down my back. But I would love to hear a love song praising everything that's black. Brother, I would love it if you would sing to me and sit me gently on your lap while you croon seductive words like, I'm wonderful and black. Now, stay in my corner, distant lover." Yeah, I like tunes like that. But the songs that move and soothe me say, I'm powerful and black. Now, I would love it if you would sing about our secret midnight patch, but I would rather hear you say the words, I'm beautiful and black. You see, brother, our children might hum your lullabies, and there ain't nothing wrong with that as long as I hear in the songs they hum that they're intelligent and black. Now, you can bellow out a gospel tune, preach that natural fact that God Almighty up above is merciful But baby, just sing me a song that says, I love you being black. Sing me a black love song. Now, ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, but every now and then, I need a song that will tease my mind. And right now, I need to hear a black love song. I would love to hear you sing a song full of history, truth, and facts. I would love to hear you sing a song full of beauty, pride, and black. I don't want to hear no more ooh la 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 or let's get it on. Brother, why don't you lift every voice? Say it loud. Be optimistic with your song and sing me a black love song. Now, why a love song in black? Brother, can't you see that's where my head is at? See, black are the arms I need to hold me. 1 million soldiers strong. Black are the sensuous moves that I make when I hear the melody of a black love song. So baby, sing me something black, 'cause I need to hear a black love song.